Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Larray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another impactful episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. You know, I am your host, Sonia Larray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. It is so good to be in our safe zone and in the Whisperers Lounge. Ooh, Whisperers, I have to tell you, I got to kind of calm myself down as we get into this discussion today. You know, if you have a question that is in alignment with our discussion, and I stress a question, not a comment, not a share, not a pour in, but a question, please feel free, and it must be in alignment with our discussion. So what we're talking about today at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. But if you have a comment, you have a share, or you want to just be a part of this discussion period, you know Blog Talk Radio always has our back. We have a live chat box inside of each and every one of our episodes. So you can drop your comments. You can drop your questions if you have a question or you want something reiterated, because you know I love to monitor a great chat box. You know, I like to start all of our discussions and all of our episodes off with a clear meaning or definition, and this isn't any different. So we're going to get the meaning or the understanding of body positivity. Okay. The fact of feeling good about your body and the way it looks. Let me give you what body positivity means again. It's the fact of feeling good about your body and the way it looks. Whisperers, I must tell you that this topic by far is so into my wheelhouse of what I work with my clients and how we build upon this dynamic quality. And I work diligently to help my clients to be able to accept their dynamic bodies and why loving all of you helps you to connect and love yourself more and in a deeper, more compassionate way. Just in that statement in itself, if I could just say that was it and nothing else needed to be said, it would be so simple. But we know that's just not how it is, and especially in this day and age. So I want to kick off this discussion by acknowledging a universal truth. So lean in, because I want you to really hear this, and I want you to pay attention to this universal truth that I'm going to share with you. Our bodies are dynamic, ever-changing canvas that we have. It's an ever-changing canvas. And our bodies bear the imprint of our experiences, our joys, our struggle, and the beautiful legacy that came before us. So I just really laid into and told you something that I hope that you will allow to vibrate at a decimal that you can hear it. You'll see that truth that I just shared with you is actually a cornerstone in having you transition and be able to have that positive view of your body so you can have a better awareness and be able to accept YOU. So to start this transformative journey, right, I want to explore three detailed ways to embrace our authentic selves, to fall in love with the magnificent masterpiece that is our body. And notice the words that I'm using to even describe our bodies. Notice the words that I'm using to encourage you and impact you on this journey of self-acceptance. This beautiful vessel called your body has done so much for you. See, when I opened our discussion, I stated that body positivity allows us to lean into our first key, which is none other than self-compassion. Now, I just want to pause here for a second and say this. Self means that it's something with you, awareness of self, of being of you. So you realize we must be willing to cultivate this beautiful quality. And when we cultivate something, it means that we are willing to acquire or develop a quality. To cultivate, to acquire or develop a quality. See, some of you all have been so in a practice of speaking negative or talking so negative against your body that you haven't developed this beautiful quality. So Whisperers, imagine your body as a dear friend, okay? And a friend who has been with you through thick and thin, through highs, lows, disappointments, discouragement, neglect, everything. So just as you would support a friend during tough times, who have gone through crucial areas, it's crucial for you to extend the same kindness to Y-O-U. See, you want to embrace your imperfection. And remember, they tell a story of your resiliency. They tell the story of where you've been and how you've gone and how your trajectory into your greatness or the pathway to your greatness is going. It also may tell some stories that you don't want it to tell, but it's the story that got you to where you are and maybe how you're impacting others. See, it's the story of resiliency, of growth that it's imparting. So I need you to be gentle with yourself. I need you to realize that this is a journey that has some real kind of delicate areas that you got to maneuver differently. And that for self-love blossoms in the soil of self-compassion. The soil of self-compassion. So, you know, I must be speaking about that heart. Because, Whisperers, I have to tell you, there's many times that you have talked negative or said things, or maybe you dragged yourself for not being like XYZ, or I wish I looked like this or that. You don't even realize what dynamic things your body has done and carried you through because you so are looking at the societal standards that are unrealistic. See, Whisperers, I have to tell you. Now, I'm going to tell you something about myself because I always tell you I like to lead with transparency, and we're talking about body beautiful, body positivity. We're not talking about body beautiful, okay? That's a whole different subject, and we're not going there because let me tell you something. We're not having that tunnel vision. We're giving it a true open ocular vision so we can see the whole thing. So for me, I have wide hips. And that's from the legacy of my family. And I love my shape because it carries my family with me from my great grandmother, from my great-great-grandmother, my great-grandmother, my grandmother, and my mother. They all had wide hips too, which in turn makes up my dynamic structure and my body. So if I'm all of a sudden now I hate this and I hate that about my hips or my body, I'm also hating the legacy and the era of who my family is as well. And you may be the only one in your family that has wide hips, or maybe you have a more rounder bottom or more of a bosom or whatever. That's okay, because that's you and that's who you are and what you have been blessed to have upon yourself. And fellas, maybe it's that you don't have, you know, you don't have a developed biceps and triceps and all this stuff, but guess what? My body structure is just like my dad. When everybody sees me from the back, they think I'm my dad. Because that's your legacy. That's how beautiful your body is. And many of you beautiful ladies have given birth to children, and your body tells a story of that. Fellas, many of you have developed your bodies or had to go through certain things and came back, and your body is telling the story of that. And even some of you all have had to build your bodies up because it was weak or it was not where it's supposed to be. You had compromised immune systems, and it didn't allow you to build muscle, and now you are. Because this is what your body, the dynamics of it is. So you've worked hard. Your body is telling the story. So we got to be honored for what our bodies have done. You know, it made me think about even the second element that I want to walk into. And it wasn't what I was going to share at first, but I think it really has to come into this space and place of where I'm talking and where this now has gone off into, is that we got to be willing to redefine beauty standards. And I tell you guys all the time that I work tirelessly, and I'm a part of the industry, and I'm in here, and I work hard, and I bring attention to it. I'm an advocate. I'm a voice. I told you I'm a tall, plus-size woman. And I believe that equality needs to be there because all of us are dynamic. Imagine if we all looked the same. It would be so boring. But that's because we need to redefine the beauty standard. See, in a world that bombards us with unrealistic ideas, it's time to create our own definition of beauty. Scrolling on all these social media pages, and do you realize that people are starting to look exactly like the other person? How many times have you mistaken somebody like Kim Kardashian, and it, lo and behold, was somebody else? You're like, oh, I thought that was her. Because they're morphing into each other because they think this is the stand. No, you are beautiful. You are you. I am me, and I love who I am. So meaning you don't have to conform to the societal standards, much like our discussion we had on Friday, February 9th, on defying societal expectations. See, we're going to defy it. We're going to mean that we're going to oppose what they are saying is the standard. Well, whose standard is it? Whose standard is it really? Is it that everyone is supposed to be the size 2 stick figure? That's not your body makeup. Do you know how many people have unfortunately lost their lives trying to meet unrealistic expectations? Gone under the knife to go and get the snatchback bodies, and now children are left without mothers, husbands are left without wives, wives are left without fathers. Children are left without grandparents, and the saga continues. See, Whispers, your body is unique. It's a work of art that deserves admiration and celebration. See, shift your focus from those societal expectations. Shift the focus that you need to have a BBL, you need to have abdominal etching, you need to be this, you need to, no, you need to be you. So when we shift our focus, it helps us to build strength, resilience, and beauty that is beyond skin deep. See, embrace your curves. Embrace the scars, the flaws. So you can see the uniqueness of you. Now, I'm not telling you that you're going to go out here and be unhealthy, so please do not turn this discussion into, oh, she just wants you to be unhealthy. No. Because even though, as I said, now I'm a tall, plus-size woman, I am also, because I am a holistic health and wellness consultant, I work on my health. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes. I don't have any heart conditions or anything like that because I am conscious of my health. And with that being stated, I'm also conscious of losing weight because I want to lose weight and be healthy. And so that's what this discussion is about, of you accepting yourself but also doing well for yourself, not society's picture of who you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be, and, oh, you can only drink 2.3 ounces of this or that's, you know. Please, we're not going there today. So Whisperers, body acceptance is crucial. You don't even know how crucial it is for your mental and emotional well-being. And it allows us to focus on self-care and personal growth. See, acceptance is crucial, and I want to say it like this. Acceptance is crucial and counteracts the detrimental effects of negative body image. And it even helps us to kind of nurture overall mental and emotional wellness. And some of you all may not even realize that. Because what it does is self-acceptance involves recognizing and embracing oneself authentically. Authenticity gets pulled into that realm and that space. It goes beyond the physical. So I want you to pay attention because I really want you to hear these words and to hear this discussion and allow it to sit in a space and a place. And you may have to come back and listen to this again because it's reprogramming the way that you are thinking and seeing yourself. So it goes beyond your physical attributes and encompasses acceptance of your emotional thoughts, your emotions, and the unique qualities nurturing a sense of self-worth and self-love. And that's powerful. Just in those first two keys in itself that I gave you could be all of this discussion and all of the realm of where we are.